Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues. John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy is watching Ukraine contest and NATO to the watchtowers. Bill Raggio is my colleague and co-host. John, talk of secondary sanctions a week past, or Mr. Trump frustrated with Vladimir Putin's sweet words on the phone, but then hawkishness and violence when he unleashes those missiles and drones. So, secondary sanctions are genuinely feared, I'm told, because they would shut down all ability for countries to trade with Russia. There's also the matter of resupply of air defenses from NATO nations flowing to Ukraine. All of that has been talk in these recent weeks. Is any of it more than talk yet, or in your opinion, John?
So President Trump over the weekend made a post on social media where he basically said, you know, the U.S. will put tougher economic pressure on Russia if NATO countries go along, and he kind of set out some conditions, including a complete halt to imports of Russian oil by NATO countries. And Frank, just because as an aside, I'm not sure if he meant NATO countries, which would obviously include Turkey, or just EU countries. He kind of seems to use those terms interchangeably. But at any rate, you know, to my mind, I think it's a good idea to push Europe to, you know, end its remaining imports of Russian energy, including Europe, which is going to Hungary and Slovakia. In my opinion, it's not wise to condition, you know, tougher U.S. pressure on that action by like Hungary and Slovakia. We don't want to outsource our sanctions policy to, you know, the likes of Viktor Orban. That's just not a recipe for success. And it kind of delays what, in my opinion, is long overdue economic pressure on Russia. I would love to see President Trump impose tougher secondary sanctions going after Russian oil revenue in concert with European countries. Absolutely, they should be a part of it. But ultimately, you know, what's going to be most effective is U.S. sanctions. And, you know, while we're on the subject, you know, I know President Trump loves tariffs. He's described himself as the quote unquote tariff man, right? We've seen with India, secondary tariffs just haven't been very effective. You know, President Trump is pushing for Europe to do the same on China, and then the U.S. would follow suit. To my mind, that secondary sanctions, financial sanctions, you know, where you say, you know, X company, you can't, you know, if you're sanctioned, banks can't touch you. You're basically toxic to the global financial system. That would be much more effective. And we've seen it be more effective than secondary tariffs in the past.
I agree with you, John. Bill, you have a question for John. We have a couple of minutes.
Yes, John. Is it true, though, that other NATO countries, not just Slovakia and Hungary, that are buying Russian petroleum products, isn't the rest of NATO and EU countries buying Russian petroleum, natural gas, and other products?
Europe has drastically reduced its imports of Russian hydrocarbons since the full scale war began in 2022. Yeah, you still see some imports, and you know, I think the European Commission is trying to push for a complete elimination of all that by 2027. You know, I think they could definitely use this U.S. pressure as kind of negotiating power with Hungary and Slovakia to bring that date forward. And then you do see Europe kind of importing some products that come from India based on, you know, Russian oil. You know, none of that is awesome, but it's really not a reason to delay what, again, in my opinion, is long overdue U.S. pressure. And frankly, you know, trying to condition these U.S. sanctions on, you know, issues that are just much less important, to me, feels like a cop out. And I'm not sure if President Trump, you know, means it that way. But that's, you know, the effect is it just seems like a pretext to continue doing nothing, continue letting Vladimir Putin off the hook. And so, you know, I hope President Trump will continue, you know, pressuring Europe to end those imports, including calling his buddy Orban, you know, on the phone and making that case directly. But I don't think we should delay another day for our part.
John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.